Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
What'd you see from Gunnar Olszewski in the workout?
He did a good job. I mean, he's a typical Gunnar. You know, it's the same thing you see on tape. You know, he does a good job of tracking the ball. And, excellent punt catcher. Early in his career, had a really, really, really good start. He does a great job of getting ball vertical, so good player.
He fumbled a couple with the Steelers this year. Mm-hmm. How much of a concern is that, given that's what you guys are trying to fix?
That's just something ongoing. Like, that's something you're always trying to get better at. Ball security is something that we work every day. And I talked to him, had a good talk with him about it, and I think he's in a good space, so we just got to keep working at it. That's all it is.
You kind of take us through Sunday where, Greg is hurt, you got to put Shep back there, and then you take him out. Just kind of what it was like managing that.
It's always tough. It was a tough day Sunday. I mean, you look at not just for the guys catching punts, you look at the kickers. Like, it was a tough day. You look at their guy, Joey struggled on the same end Graham struggled on. Their guy put a ball on the ground because it was just a tough day. It was gusty winds, and then you got two power punters that are left-footed, which is not easy to catch. So it was a whole process, and it's always, it's never a good thing when you have to go through those things, but that's ball. That happens, especially here in the Meadowlands. I mean, that's what you're going to deal with at times. I was here before when it was 10 times worse than this. So, I mean, it's just something you got to deal with.
What's the conversation like with Shep after that? You play some?
Keep your head up. Let's go. Next play. That's all it is. I mean, you can't dwell on what just happened. Most important play is the next one. So you just got to, wipe that one out, one snap and clear, and go to the next one.
What have you seen, with Eric's confidence, returning punts back there with a couple of muffs?
Say it again.
What have you seen from Eric's confidence, with the couple of muffs?
Like I said, we catch balls out here every day. I mean, it's just, I don't see him losing any confidence. It's one of those days. I mean, it's a windy day, and it doesn't help you, obviously. I mean, you don't feel good about it. But, I mean, that's just something you have to deal with, knowing that you play in our stadium during this time of year. That's just, you're going to get wind gusts, especially when they knock the stadium down. I mean, the racetrack down, the wind patterns change in the stadium. So it's just different,
With the wind pattern change, what work went into that
It's totally different. When they knock down the racetrack over there, it changed the whole wind pattern to one end of the stadium. So it's not like, it used to be a definite wind pattern in the stadium. And once they knock the racetrack down, that far end to the left of our bench is just totally different. It's just the wind swirls down that end and it pushes back. So it's just different, and that's something that we just got to get used to.
So what do you do to get Gunnar, ready for that? And how do you prepare for that?
We'll get him all ready. We catch balls in the stadium. I mean, we'll catch him out here. Obviously, we know it's windy out here. So that's just something that we'll do, moving forward, just making sure we get acclimated better to it, and just to be able to use it to our advantage, just being able to go over there and catch balls in the state.
Leo,
too nice today.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Leo gave you a little bit of the credit on the field goal block. Said you moved him from backside to the front. What did you see? I mean, was that intentional or was that just circumstantial?
Yeah, Leo's a great player. You know, and anytime you can get a put a great player in a position to make a play, you know, all it is put him over there, and he did everything else. You know, I didn't make him with a 7-1, you know, or whatever it is, 8-5 reach or whatever it is. But he's long, and Joey does a really good job of getting the ball up quick, and you know, he made a play, and he was ready to make the play.
Graham is obviously ridiculously high. He's made like 90% of his field goals for the Giants. Is he going through anything that he's missed four already this year?
No, I think it was, you know, it's a couple things, you know, with him, but it's just mainly just, you know, we had one blocked, and then, you know, then he was kind of banged up on the next one that he had to kick because, you know, had to make a tackle. So it's nothing crazy. You know, it's nothing like I told him yesterday. I was like, we're not going to make a bigger deal of this than what it is. And we've seen Graham get on a hot streak. Like, we've seen him make 30 kicks, 34 kicks, 33 kicks in a row, right? So, and that's just what, you know, again, the bar is set high, but we know what he's capable of. So we're just working through the process, and we'll be all right. We'll be fine.
How valuable has Nick McLeod been? He's recovered both of them off. Seems like he's kind of always in the right spot for you.
Yeah, Nick has done a great job. You know, it's – you know, he's long, he has really good speed, and he is a super, super competitive guy. Like, he's very, very competitive. And, no, he's done a great job since he's been here. He works his tail off. Hardly says two words, but when that ball's up in the air, he's going to go get it, and he does a really good job.
When Cam Brown makes a tackle like he did, is that kind of a once-in-a-year thing, you know, you just hit him perfect?
You know, hopefully it's not. hopefully we can get about 10, 12 more out of Cam with that. But, no, he squared him up pretty good. And, you know, it's the old school woo hit, you know, make the crowd say woo, you know. So, but, no, he did a nice job of just stepping up and stepping to contact and finishing.
Does that pick up the whole team?
Absolutely. Yeah, you see the juice from the sideline and the whole, you know, the whole building. You know, and we need more plays like that from our guys.
As the resident, been here a long time guy, what do you make of the Jets-Giants rivalry? What does it mean in this building?
You know, the Jets-Giants rivalry obviously is big for the city. You know, I've been on both sides of it, so you know what it's like. And, you know, it'll be a great atmosphere on Sunday. It'll be fun, you know, driving through the parking lot and seeing all the Jets and Giants fans. And, then, you know, it's something that, you know, the city talks about all year round. You know, so for bragging rights. So it'll be fun. It'll be fun.
Their returner, Xavier Gibson, has been pretty dangerous this year. You know, I guess just how dangerous is he, you know, for you guys?
He's scary. Like, I mean, ask Buffalo. You know what I mean? I mean, this guy is – he does a really good job of sticking his foot in the ground and making people miss out in space. And he accelerates quickly. And that's that, you know, those are the things that you want in a returner, to be able to have really good short area quickness and accelerate in a hurry. So he has some really good traits about him, and he's dangerous, that's for sure.
T-Mac, I know it's rare, you know, in today's game for the returner to have that big of an impact to the point where, mm-hmm. you know, you're looking to kick away from guys. Mm-hmm. You don't see that much. Is Gibson the kind of guy who, because of what he's put on tape, that you might think about,
yeah,
you know,
I mean,
keeping the ball away?
I don't care who's back there. If we can limit him no yards, that's what we're going to do. You know what I mean? And he is dangerous. But, you know, our deal is to do what we do best. Like, obviously, we'll account for the opponent. But it to me, as a coach, I got to make sure we put our guys in position to where we can execute at a high level and be at our absolute best. So, you know, obviously, if we have somebody back there we want to keep the ball away from, we'll play some keep away, you know. So, but that's the game within the game, you know.
What did last one Corbin show you on special teams in the summer, and I'm assuming he's probably in the mix?
Yeah, Jayshon did a great job when he was here, you know, and it was tough, but he did a great job, and I love the kid. He works his tail off. He, you know, he plays hard. He's physical. And he's a good man, and that, you know, he's a great teammate. All the guys, I know they were super happy to get him back because he is such a good guy and a great teammate. But no, he's done he did a really good job in the spring and last year, you know, as a young player. So he'll be fine.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.